yourself a sweater.
Well, Brian McTavish is here, senior writer for Thinking Bigger Business Media. And how are you, buddy?
I am.
Welcome to another Thursday afternoon, Thursday morning here.
I am wonderful. Is it Thursday afternoon?
Well, almost. It feels like it.
Right. We're on the cusp of Thursday afternoon.
Yes, we are.
And we're on the cusp of Maker Faire Kansas City. That's just a little knitting music.
Yes, it is a little knitting.
Because
how
knitting.
Nice. Makes you want to knit.
We're easing.
Does it?
Well, let's not get carried away.
It didn't make me want
to
knit.
My digits don't do that.
Yeah.
But there will be knitters and makers, both high-tech and low-tech, aplenty at Maker Faire Kansas City. More than 350 folks of all ages will show off their creations from, my goodness, robots and rockets to arts and crafts, you name it, they'll make it. It's all day Saturday and Sunday. Where else but Union Station?
Huh.
One thing that sticks out for me is an entity called Team Robot Japan.
Huh.
And lots of robots, little robots, big robots.
They knit?
They don't knit. I might knit my brow if they put robots on out there that wrestle.
Huh.
Wrestling robots.
And what does this have to do with knitting?
Well, knitters will be there as well, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's right. I mean, all kinds of arts and crafts and stuff like that.
Okay.
The other thing they'll have out there are people who will be sword fighting with foam swords.
My goodness.
That they make on their own. There'll be urban farming, Tesla coils. But here's what I've been...
So lots of arts and crafts.
Well, I'm burying the lead. Lots of arts and crafts, but they'll have a couple celebrities. For example, Fawn Davis, who's responsible for some of the miniature, wonderful models for the Star Wars franchise.
Ah.
He'll be there, and he'll be offering tips on stop-motion animation tricks. Anything you can imagine or conceive, that is going to be going on at the Maker Faire Union Station.
Okay.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggy yak!
Don't know that.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom.
And what do we have here?
The songs of Lieber and Stoller, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller.
Yes.
A show called Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Wow.
Is on stage tonight and all weekend at the New Theater Restaurant.
New Theater Restaurant,
right.
You bet.
Every summer, the New Theater Restaurant in Overland Park stages a celebrity-free stage musical. You know their gimmick. Is that okay to say? Their gimmick?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful gimmick.
Yeah.
They have a TV or movie celebrity.
Yes, they do. A lot of them come in here.
And they're wonderful people.
Morgan Fairchild's coming out there. The Morgan Fairchild will be out there at the New Theater in August and September, I think.
I love her.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Exactly. But no, she will not be on stage for Smokey Joe's Cafe, the songs of Lieber and Stoller. That's too bad. Maybe she'll peek in because she does get here ahead of time.
I hope she comes in here. I'm going to talk to her.
You're going to have a good time with her.
Morgan Fairchild.
You've never met Morgan Fairchild.
I've not met Morgan Fairchild.
Well, here.
I'm going to meet Morgan Fairchild.
Well, I think you've decided to do that. Now, you can also meet the songs of Lieber and Stoller in this fine show on stage now. At the New Theater Restaurant, formerly on Broadway. It's basically a rock and roll musical review. These are the guys that wrote such great songs as Yakety Yak, as we heard from the Coasters from 1958.
Uh-huh.
They wrote on Broadway, Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock, Stand By Me, Spanish Harlem, Love Potion Number 9.
My goodness.
Charlie Brown, Poison Ivy, Treat Me Nice, You're So Square, Baby I Don't Care. And actually, they did 20 of their songs Elvis Presley recorded and got.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. R&B enthusiasts, they actually take credit for, and I interviewed one or the other or both of them many years ago, and they did write a version of Kansas City, the very famous version by Wilbert Harrison, but there's like 20 versions of Kansas City out there, right?
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Oh, she may be weary,
And young girls, they do get wearied wearing that same old shaggy dress. Yeah.
And yeah,
what
I'm lost here.
On?
What is that?
That's Try a Little Tenderness from the 2000 film Duets. Not a bad movie, by the way.
Okay.
And that's about the world of karaoke competitions. Uh-huh. And we're listening to Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti?
And it could be Andre Brower, one or the other of both of them, doing a duet. Now, duets will not be allowed at the amateur karaoke competition at this weekend's 33rd annual Waterfest in downtown Excelsior Springs.
That sounds like fun.
No duets, but individuals will be able to get up, and they're competing for a $5,000 grand prize. That's first round Friday night, second round Saturday afternoon, and grand prize round on Sunday afternoon.
This is serious.
Have you ever sung karaoke?
Yes, once or twice.
What was the song you picked?
Oh, you know, maybe something from Chicago, like Color My World or something. It was not pretty.
Color My World. Yeah. I did it once and once only. I was on a cruise ship headed for Bermuda or coming back from Bermuda.
You want to sing karaoke on a cruise ship?
I did. And I'd already had a couple in me, and I sang the Beatles' You Can't Do That. And judging from the applause, perhaps I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But I did it anyway. I had a good time.
We've got KCUR doing karaoke with Lori Arbor, our announcer, and her husband, Nathan Graner. And, of course, Nathan Graner is, like, incredible. So he wins.
Nathan Graner and karaoke in the same sentence.
There
wow,
you go.
That's awesome. Anyway, Waterfest going on downtown Excelsior Springs. Lots of fun, free, good water stuff. But catch the karaoke.
Now we're talking the Free State Festival. What is it?
Well, there's a lot to do that's free. One of the things that's not quite free is the $10 ticket. It'll get you in to see a film about and music by afterwards, live in the flesh, Grant Hart. That's Grant Hart we're listening to, formerly of the alternative, very important and influential 80s alternative band Husker Du. And his film/concert will be happening at 9 o'clock.
So he'll be there.
He'll be there.
Wow.
He's going to see a movie called Everything, The Music, Life, and Times of Grant Hart. And then he'll follow that up with a concert. This all takes place in and around the Lawrence Art Center. It's a celebration of ideas,
right
film.
Right downtown Lawrence,
music and art, right downtown Lawrence.
I've been there, yeah.
They have lots of great panels, including a panel of TV writers with credits from Dallas and Knott's Landing and The Good Wife.
Wow.
And they'll tell people how to go from script to screen, tips on long-form TV writing.
That sounds interesting.
All sorts of interesting ideas
in
music and art. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this weekend, downtown Lawrence.
And finally today.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef.
Yeah. Whoa. Pick that one.
That's right.
Yeah, little piggy.
I'll take a slab.
It's
the Great Lenexa Barbecue Battle. And
that's why we're talking about
piggies. I'm afraid the piggies are in trouble. 185 competing barbecue teams with nightly music from the Nace Brothers. Gets going at 4:30 in the afternoon on Friday, all day Saturday at Sarco Par Trails Park in Lenexa.
You couldn't eat enough at a place like that.
Well,
you'd want to eat everything. You couldn't eat everything.
You
want to sample all 185. You can't do that.
Well, you're out of your mind.
Yeah,
185?
Crazy. How would you know where to go?
How would you know where to stop or start?
You wouldn't.
I don't think there's a bad start or stop. There are a couple of vendors who are being given permission to actually offer or sell or, you know, transmit samples to the good folks and families who go out there. But frankly, I think you need to go out there, sniff the air, find which way the wind's blowing, and follow it to the best barbecue you can find.
That's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Thanks, buddy.